The Gist. The Biomap AI paper presents an innovative and unique artificial intelligence approach that begins to address the multifaceted nature of ME/CFS. The 249-person, 4-year study incorporated gut metagenomics, metabolomics, immune cell profiling, blood laboratory data, and cyclical symptoms. It assessed how metabolic pathways in the gut affect the metabolites, immune system, etc. A broad dysregulation of the adaptive, later immune response involving B and T cells appears to be present. Instead of protecting the gut flora or microbiome in ME/CFS appears to have triggered immune cells to attack the gut lining. Activation of the kynurenine pathway in ME/CFS was associated with cytotoxic and inflammatory immune cells' attacks on the gut lining. The lipids, or fats, in ME/CFS appear to be associated with gut lining attack as well. Reduced butyrate and branched-chain amino acid levels suggest that the gut environment in ME/CFS has been shifted from an energy-secure, TREG-protected one to an energy-stressed, Th17-skewed, inflammatory one. A key gut-liver interaction has come undone in ME/CFS, resulting in impaired lipid metabolism and possibly damaged cellular membranes, more reactive oxygen species, free radicals, and problems with mitochondrial function. As time goes on, the disease appears to become more entrenched, with more biological pathways becoming dysregulated. For your entertainment, ChatGPT-5's analysis of findings from this paper, the recent Lipkin paper, and the Decode ME paper suggest that the findings cohere and support each other. ChatGPT-5 proposed that, based on these three papers, the top three issues driving ME/CFS are butyrate depletion in the gut, reduced acyl-carnitines, low energy, and impaired redox, or antioxidant system, which both cause and amplify the energy problems. Thanks for listening.